So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a statement of Shmuel in which he taught three halachas. Hashutafen machzikin zel zeh. If two people were partners in the field, and one partner worked and ate the produce for 3 years, the chazakah is proof that he bought out his partner and now owns the entire field. This was explained in the previous daf. Hashutafen me'idin zel zeh. If the previous owner presents a claim against one partner while he occupies the field, the second partner can testify for the first partner to help him retain the field. If two partners take turns in guarding their shared item, if it was stolen while in the possession of one, he must reimburse the other for his share as a shem misacha, because as the Rashbam there explains, zehu scharoi shegam chaveri yishmer hakol kishir zman shemisham zeh achshav. He's considered a paid guardian by virtue of the benefit he receives from that which the other partner will also guard it for him for the same amount of time. Regarding the second halacha, shutafen meiden zel zeh, the Gemara asks, amai nugin bedusenhein. Partners should be disqualified to testify for one another because he gains from his testimony, as the Rashbam explains. Calls manchalechol kulagamri imyitol shuma'ar kol manasada yafsidu shnehem. As long as they did not divide up the field permanently, if the claimant confiscates any portion of the field, both partners share in the loss. The Gemara answers that Shmuel refers to a case of dekasav ledin advarm ein le'asadazu and kishakanu miyadei. The testifying partner wrote a declaration that he relinquishes his part in the field, and they also finalized it with a kinyan. Therefore, me'idin zeh lezeh. His testimony is accepted because he has no gain since he no longer owns the field. However, the Gemara continues to ask that he's still a negei be'edus, because he makes it available to his debtor for collection, as the Rashbam explains in the following case. The testifying partner took out a personal loan while they were still partners. The loan came due after he had granted his part of the field to his partner, and he has no money and no other fields from which his bal chayv, the debtor, can collect. Now it depends. Im yod, if he testifies for his partner, the machzik, and he's successful in retaining the field, it turns out that he was a partner in this field at the time of the loan, and the bal chayv has a lien on half the field, which he can now collect as payment. Since the loan is satisfied, the testifying partner would not be considered a labor rasha b'lo yishalom, a wicked person who borrows and does not pay back. However, im lo yod, if he does not testify for his partner and the ma'ar is successful in confiscating the field, it turns out that he was not a partner in this field at the time of the loan, and the b'chayiv does not have a lien on behalf of the field and cannot collect at all. Since the loan is not satisfied, the testifying partner would be considered a labor rasha b'lo yishalom. Therefore, the Gemara asks that Shutfin should be disqualified to testify for one another because he gains from his testimony. The Gemara answers that Shmuel's ruling of Hashutafin Me'idin Zeh Alzeh must be referring to a case of the Kabbalah Achrayis. The testifying partner accepts the responsibility for the party granted his partner and that he will reimburse him in the event it is confiscated. However, as the Gemara qualifies, he only accepts the responsibility for Achrayis to Asile Machmosei if it is confiscated by his personal Balchayiv, for which only he is responsible, but not for Achrayis de Alma if it is confiscated by the Marukama, for which they are both equally responsible. Under these circumstances, he does not gain from his testimony because, as the Rashbam explains, Memanavshach. Ben Yoid ben Lo Yoid, Balchayiv Echad Kenegdoi. Either way, whether or not he testifies, he will be obligated to pay one debtor, either the Shutuf or the Balchayiv, as follows. Im Yoid, if he does testify and his partner retains the field, and his Balchayiv then confiscates his part of the field from his partner, he's obligated to reimburse the partner as per the Achrayis. And Im Lo Yoid, if he does not testify and the Ma'ar confiscates the field, although he's not obligated to reimburse his shutuf because he did not accept the chrayis for that, he's still obligated to pay his balchayv for the loan. In other words, he will owe either the shutuf or the balchayv, and if he doesn't pay that person, he will be considered a labor rasha b'lo yishalom. In continuation of the discussion regarding the negei be'edus, the Gemara cites the following braisa. Tan Rabbanan, Mocha loy bayis, mocha loy sada, ein meid loy olehal. Mebnei shachar yusa olav. If a person sold some in a house or a field and a third party presents a claim on the house or the field, the seller cannot testify on behalf of the buyer because he gains from his testimony as he is responsible for the house or field. If he sold some in metaltalin, a movable item such as a cow or a garment, and a third party presents a claim on the item, the seller can testify on behalf of the buyer because he does not gain from his testimony since he is not responsible for the item. The Gemara asks, Maishna Resha or Maishna Seifa? What is the difference between the Resha and the Seifa? Regarding both, if he did accept responsibility, Ein Mei Le'olau, and if he did not accept responsibility, Mei Le'olau. Rav Sheshet explains as follows. In both cases, the seller was not Mekabel Achrayis. And the Brice is a case of Gazal u'Machar. Reuben stole the field from Shimon, then sold it to Levi, and now Yehuda wants to claim the field from Levi. Ein meidla aleha, Shimon the Nigzal cannot testify for Levi the Lekeach, because the Nichel le dehadra. He gains from his testimony because if Yehuda confiscates the field, Shimon cannot reclaim it from him. But if Levi retains the field, Shimon can reclaim it from him, as we will soon explain. And the Rashbam adds that even if Shimon was Miyayish, gave up hope of recovering the field, Levi does not acquire the field because Karka in an exelus. Land cannot be stolen, and the field belongs to Shimon despite his Yish. However, in the corresponding case in the Sefer regarding Metatlin, made Leolau, Shimon can testify for Levi because he does not gain from his testimony, since if Levi retains the item, Shimon cannot reclaim it because Levi acquires the item through Yish Rishin Rishus. The Yish of Shimon the owner together with the item is transferred from Reuben, the Goslin, to Levi, the buyer. The Gemara elaborates on the ratio as to what Shimon's testimony would be and what he would gain. Regarding Shimon's testimony, we cannot say the Asid lay the Levihi, that Shimon will testify that he knows that it belongs to Levi, because if so, he cannot reclaim it from Levi later because he does but then kamei edim dami. He already admitted that it belongs to Levi. And so he gains nothing. Therefore we must say, as Rashbam explains, the pasul le'ed Yehuda begas lanusa oy demachash le'tanoisa b'shem inyan. He weakens Yehuda's case. And as a result, Levi retains the field. But Shimon never said that it belongs to Levi, and therefore with proof, he can still reclaim it from Levi. Regarding Shimon's gain and Levi retaining the field, rather than Yehuda confiscating it, after all, if Shimon has proof that it's his, what difference does it make who has the field? The Gemara offers two explanations. The Amar Hasheni Noyachli Harishon Kasha Emenu. It will be easier to get his field back from Levi, an easy person, rather than from Yehuda, a difficult person. Kagoyin de Islei Sahadi Lamar v'Islei Sahadi Lamar. Both Shimon and Yehuda each have a set of supporting Edom, while Levi does not. Therefore, if Levi retains the field, Shimon can reclaim it because he has Edom, while Levi does not. But if Yehuda confiscates the field, Shimon cannot reclaim it because they both have Edom. And in the situation of Trei Trei, two sets of Edom that contradict each other, Amr Rabbanan, Ara Hecha Dekaima, take him. The field remains with the one who is currently in possession, in this case Yehuda, but not with Shimon, who seeks to extract the field. This discussion continues in the next daf.